This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad off to a strong 2-0 start. Now they get ready to head up to Bucknell for a Saturday night game this coming weekend. And first of all, coach, coming off an impressive win over Lehigh, got it done, scored on both sides of the football. What were the big things you took away from that victory over the Mountain Hawks?
Well, I think a number of things. We went to our second game. We did not commit a turnover. So that was big. We also took an interception back for a touchdown. So that's our second game in a row where we have a score from defense. So that always is an exciting thing and adds momentum to the sideline. And we had a balanced attack on offense. So we got a takeaway on defense, and offensively we were able to have a good ground game. Dan Smith, our quarterback, threw three more touchdown passes in the game, and just a good, well-balanced attack on offense, so we're excited about that also.
So you mentioned Dan Smith, the quarterback, the transfer from Campbell, and boy, through two games, he looks like he's been running your system for years. You got to be thrilled with what he's given you so far.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He seems to have really good game presence and composure. He doesn't get too excited when good things happen. He doesn't get too down when, some not-so-good things happen. And he just seems to have a real good understanding of what we're trying to do, and he's managing the game well. He's not trying to do too much. He's taking what the defenses have been giving him, and we'll hope that trend continues, because the thing that's an interesting stat, I think, is in the first two games we played, we have scored 10 touchdowns, 8 of which have come from the offensive side of the ball, 6 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. And then we have the 2 interceptions for touchdowns on defense. And 10 different people have scored those touchdowns. So Dan's been able to find different receivers. We've been spreading the ball around pretty well. And, like I said, it's a nice balanced attack, and Dan's doing a good job managing the whole thing out there for us.
What are the points of emphasis here? I mean, obviously you're thrilled with 2-0, but where would you like to see things get even better?
Well, we did have a few mental mistakes. In this last game, I was really positive and pumped up about the Colgate game. We didn't seem to make those first game mental errors with false starts and offsides and misalignments, not enough guys on the line of scrimmage, so on and so forth. Unfortunately, we saved some of those up for our second game. So we'd like to clean some of those things up. It's another game where we had 7 penalties, and some of those penalties drive, stop drives, kind of shooting yourselves in the foot as opposed to making the opponent stop you. So that's an area we want to work on and finish up, clean up a little bit and, try to minimize those negative plays from that perspective. Other than that, our defense played real physical and got after them. Now, we didn't sack the quarterback that much, but we got to him and made him throw the ball. And, like I said, that pick 6 was huge. I think he delivered the ball a little earlier than he wanted to. And Elijah Trent, our corner, did a good job stepping in front of it and taking it the distance. So, just want to continue the physical and fast play on defense. Want to continue to take care of the football. And, if we can do that and just play a little more consistent each week and get better each week, that's the approach.
What do you expect Saturday against Bucknell? What do the Bison bring to the table?
Well, Bucknell, again, we always talk to our guys, don't worry about records. Don't worry about anything other than trying to get to 1-0 that particular week. And, unlike Lehigh blitzed more than we anticipate Bucknell will blitz. So, you're going to play a defense that's, not taking as many chances and, just play good, sound football. So you're going to have to maybe work a little harder. And, the bigger plays may be harder to come by when a team is taking less chances, I guess. And on offense, they've rotated quarterbacks. They've had 3 different quarterbacks play in the first 2 games. So it's something that I think they will continue to do. And, that's always a little bit of a stress on the defensive coordinator calling the plays and on the defensive staff because, you know, is one guy more of a running guy? So what's your call list look like when you're facing that guy when he's in the game versus maybe the guy who's more of the passing guy and those type of things? So it's you're not getting two complete game plans ready, different game plans ready, but you probably do have some different calls based on some of the personnel that they have in the game at the quarterback position and so on. So, you know, there's a challenge, another new head coach. So, you know, we only have the two games based on this year as far as what they're doing as opposed to, you know, having someone who's been there a while and you face them every year. This is our second year playing them. It's our first year going to Bucknell since 2005, I believe, is the last time we played up there. So, you know, just going to go up to the see if we can get on the bus and go up there and play a consistent game, hang on to the football like we've been doing so far, and, you know, just go up there and, you know, hopefully play error-free football.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.